Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. What are you guys' opinion on gel deodorant? What do you guys think about that? Well, I guess the better question to ask is, what is your preferred type of deodorant to use? Do you like the normal powder cake deodorant? Are you more of a spray deodorant type of person, or maybe do you prefer gel deodorant? What kind of deodorant do you prefer? To me personally, I'm more of a cake powder type of guy. I think that's the best type of deodorant to use. I used to use gel deodorant. Like when I was a kid, all I used was gel deodorant, and I think that was just because of the novelty of it, you know? I just thought it was cool, just having this gel-like substance to apply to my armpits. For some reason, hey, you could call it weird. I think it was weird, dude. I don't know why I preferred it, but that was the reason I had. I just thought it was cool, you know, cool in concept. Like, whoa, gel deodorant? All right, now, I dig it, dude. But when I got my hands on spray deodorant, it was like a whole nother world, dude. I felt like I had grown up. I felt like I had evolved to a higher plane of existence. You know what I mean? Spray deodorant is incredible, but it does not compare to cake powder deodorant, in my opinion, dude. I still think that the powder cake is it is the pinnacle of deodorant types, without a doubt. But spray deodorant, easily number two, without a doubt. Gel deodorant is terrible. It's terrible. I said before that I used to like it. I did. I used to like gel deodorant. But like I said before, it was just because of the novelty of it. The coolness factor that I had in my mind back then. That was the only reason I really liked gel deodorant. I tried using gel deodorant not too long ago, man. Oh my God. It's terrible. I mean, it's just terrible. When I use deodorant, I don't want my armpits to feel slick. I don't want them to feel like a swamp. You know what I mean? When I apply deodorant, I want my armpits to be dry. I want it to be dry while still smelling good, nice and fresh. I don't want to have that feeling, that slick feeling, slippery feeling every time I move my arms. Plus, it's just omega uncomfortable to feel like you're wearing a shirt and the part of your shirt that you know, touches your armpit, it sticks to your armpit because the gel deodorant is just so, it's so, the viscosity of the gel deodorant is so pungent. It's so pronounced, it just grips your shirt. And now you gotta like pull your shirt from underneath your armpit every single time, dude. It makes like a slicking noise every time you move your arms. Every time you lift your arm up, it sounds like you're opening up some like, I don't know, some nonsense, dude. Like you got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you're unfolding it. You are taking the slices of bread and spreading them apart from each other, dude. That's what it sounds like. That is the best description of what it sounds like. It is absolutely vile, and I cannot, I will not, I absolutely refuse to trust any individual that claims gel deodorant to be their favorite type of deodorant to use. I just can't. You have to be a psychopath. You cannot be a real human. You cannot be real if you prefer gel deodorant to like spray deodorant to the classic cake deodorant, dude. You cannot be a real human being. I'm sorry. That's just unfathomable, dude. It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. It's terrible. It's absolutely horrendous. Under no circumstances, I cannot find a singular positive to gel deodorant. I just can't. I can't. No matter how hard I look. I've looked hard, but I cannot find a single positive to gel deodorant. It's uncomfortable. It's a weird feeling to have, dude. It's just terrible. It's terrible. Why use gel deodorant when you got options like spray deodorant? When you got options like the classic cake deodorant, dude. I've even seen like wipe deodorants out there. Those aren't too common, but I've seen those, just deodorant wipes. I've seen those, dude. Like, why not use that nonsense? Are you kidding me? Gel deodorant, man. I mean, I love me some classic air, well, not air, spray deodorant is what I meant. Spray deodorant. The problem I have with spray deodorant is that it just goes out too fast. You run out of it too quickly. That's what I found out. When I was using spray deodorant pretty religiously, I found myself going through the cans pretty quickly. Like I said before in other episodes, I take a shower every day. I take a shower every day. Every time I get out the shower, well, I take a shower twice a day, dude. I take a shower before I go to work, and I take a shower when I come back from work. And every time I get out of the shower, I use deodorant. I use deodorant. And before, I mean, I guess this was before I was really working, when I was still in school, but I was still taking a shower every single day. And I would just go through cans of deodorant really hard, dude, because you're spraying both of your deodorants every single day. And it's not like, did I say spraying both of your deodorants? I meant spraying both of your armpits every single day. And it's not just like a quick little spurt. No, you're spraying that thing, dude. You're spraying it. It goes by really quickly, really quickly. I had to go to the store to get another thing of deodorant. Really often, way too often, with the classic cake deodorant, like I don't need a new one till like maybe like 2 or 3 months later. I'm not joking. I will just go to the store at this point. Like nowadays, if I literally, I have like 5 sticks of deodorant sitting on my dresser right now that I'm literally looking at right now. They are all, I'm pretty sure, not even halfway gone. But the problem is, I just get so bored of them. I get a new one. Like, that's my problem with the cake deodorant. They last so long, I get tired of the scent, and I go and get another one and continue the process over and over. That's an issue. That is, like, now that I'm saying that out loud, that's pretty terrible. I really need to stop doing that and just finish these off. But it's like a positive and a negative in one. Like, it's so good, it lasts so long, and it holds its scent. But it lasts so long that I get tired of that scent and I go buy another one. I need to stop that and just get rid of these. Jesus Christ, dude. Because I'm literally looking at five sticks of deodorant sitting on my dresser. They're not even halfway gone, dude. They last so long. I mean, that's great. That's a good thing, man. Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure if I take all of those and just knuckle down and use them all up, don't go to the store and buy any more till they're all gone, that could probably last me the entire, like, I was about to say the entire year. Nah, not that long, but at least like maybe like it's like half a year, I would say, dude. That's how long they last. I'm not joking, dude. I can make those things last because the way you apply them, I only do like maybe like two swipes under my armpit. Left armpit, swipe, swipe. Right armpit, swipe, swipe. That's it. You're done. That's all you need. You can't do that with spray deodorant. You need to really get up in there with the spray deodorant and spray it a good bit. And not like a little spurt. No, you got to spray underneath your armpit with the spray deodorant, man. With the cake deodorant, just swipe, 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 swipe. Done deal. Move on to the next day. It's that easy, dude. That's why they last so long, man. It's not like I'm just sitting there swipe, 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 swipe over and over again. Well, no, you're a psychopath if you do that, dude. You use what you need and go on about your day. Easy peasy. But Jesus Christ, dude. What do you guys think? Do you have your preferred method of deodorizing yourself? Do you like gel deodorant? Did I offend you by absolutely bashing gel deodorant? If so, I don't apologize. You need to stop using gel deodorant. See the light. Use spray deodorant. Use cake deodorant, dude. Get out of the gel deodorant mindset. Get out of that nonsense, man. Stop it. Seek help. Seek assistance. You're not normal. I'm sorry, dude. Jesus Christ, man. It is what it is, though. And hey, I will recommend some deodorant. If you're looking for some deodorant to use, use Old Spice, man. Old Spice makes some really good stuff, man. Good Lord. See, I want to get sponsored by Old Spice. That's the thing I want to get sponsored by, man. I love me some Old Spice. Jesus Christ, their body wash, their deodorant. What's not to like about Old Spice? I've been using the most recent deodorant I got. I got it like last week. I think it's called Oasis with vanilla. Oh my, dude, this stuff smells so good. That's the one I've been using for a good bit. The last one before that I got was the bear glove deodorant, which smells really good. But now this one is Oasis with vanilla or whatever. It's so good, dude. It smells so good. It's actually ridiculous. This isn't fair. Jesus Christ. Old Spice makes some really good stuff, man. Hey, if I were to ever get sponsored by anybody, Old Spice, hook me up. I'm right here. I love your stuff already. I'm not even sponsored by it. You want an endorsement? Yeah, I'll endorse you. I got you, Old Spice. Hook me up. Jesus Christ. You know what I could do with a year's worth of Old Spice body wash or a year's worth of Old Spice deodorant? I'd be the happiest guy on planet Earth, dude. Jesus Christ. Good Lord. Dude, what in God's name? Dude, hold on. I have never even heard of this place. Have you guys heard of a place called Anguilla? Anguilla? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Hold on. Anguilla. Anguilla, a British overseas territory in the Eastern Caribbean, comprises a small main island and several offshore islets. Its beaches range from long sandy stretches like Rendezvous Bay, overlooking neighboring St. Martin Island, to secluded coves reached by boats, such as At Little Bay. It's a British overseas territory, Anguilla. Apparently, I don't know, I just got like an email from I've never even heard of this. What? From Pod Status. I've not even like subscribed to him or whatever. I never even heard of this, but apparently, hey, our podcast is number one in the hobbies category in Anguilla. In Anguilla, dude. It's number three in the leisure category in Anguilla. And number 90 in top podcast in Anguilla. Hey, I'll take it, man. I don't know what's going on in Anguilla. The whole like two people that listen to podcast in Anguilla. Hey, well at least we're representing in Anguilla, man. Jesus Christ, number one. Well, at least we're number one in something. Number one in hobbies in Anguilla. I'll take that. That is an accomplishment. That is a monumental accomplishment. Number three in leisure in Anguilla. I'll take that any day of the week, dude. Jesus Christ. Number 90. That one hurts a little bit. But hey, man, it is what it is. It is what it is. At least we're ranked. Jesus Christ, man. At least we're ranked somewhere. Good Lord. Number one at something. Jesus, dude. But I think that's going to do it for me today. I learned something new today. I learned that Anguilla was a place. Literally, not until this moment, and I know Anguilla was a place, but now I know it's a British overseas territory, dude. Really cool. Really interesting. Looks like a pretty nice place, too. I'm looking at the pictures on Google. It looks nice and islandy, I guess. The water is nice and clear. It looks pretty nice, dude. It looks like a nice place to go for a vacation. Jesus. Not too shabby, but that's going to do it for me today. But before we go, we must recommend a song. We must. The song we're going to recommend on this day is Sudden Death by Megadeth. Sudden Death by Megadeth. It's a really good song, man. A really good song by a classic band, a beloved band, Sudden Death. It's a good song, man. That's all I can say. Well, what more do I need to say? It's just a solid all-around banger of a song. That's it. That's all you need to know. But that's going to do it for me. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast. If you have the ability to do so, subscribe to it, like it, whatever the option is on your preferred listening platform, hook me up. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to share this podcast on social media. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want to, go ahead and send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. If you look, you'll see a link that'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use that site to send in a voice clip using your microphone, using your phone, whatever you got, dude. Use it. You can send in a question. You can send in a topic you want me to discuss, whatever you want. All I ask is that it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.